Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A few weeks ago, our friendly neighborhood nutritionist, Courtney Ferreira, was on talking about healthy choices in eating. One thing she mentioned was the cauliflower, which is apparently quite a little nutrition bomb. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we have to admit the cauliflower has gotten some of a bum rap for being bland.
Yeah, it's like the redheaded stepchild to broccoli, right? No, everyone passes up cauliflower for broccoli.
That's right.
But no, and it, look, what's cool I think about cauliflower is, unlike it broccoli, it's a little more mild in taste.
Right.
Therefore, it acts like a blank canvas to
do
all sorts of cool things with. So that, I think, is the what you get with that.
Now, she talked about cauliflower rice.
Right. That's, and which is, you know, this whole ricing of vegetables is certainly something that's very popular now, especially people like who are on keto diets or low carb, where they can't really have something like rice or actually rice. We're taking these vegetables that have some density to them. And then chopping them up into small pieces, rice-sized pieces, and cooking them like rice.
Yeah, I bought a big old cauliflower, and I wanted to try this for myself.
Yeah.
And I broke off a hunk of it, and I, you know, broke it into chunks, put it in the old Cuisinart. And,
yeah, just pulsed it.
Yeah, pulsed it.
Yeah, sure.
You don't want to, you know, puree it.
To make a paste, but you do want to, you know, chop it up fine.
Yeah, and then
you could also do it on the large holes of a box grater.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Exactly. I sautéed it in butter, pretty low temperature, and I was smart enough not to let it get mushy. It stayed firm.
Right.
I blended it in with some basmati rice that I had cooked. So it was what Courtney had recommended, kind of a 50-50 blend. Cauliflower rice does not taste like rice. We have to get that out.
Yeah,
no,
no, no. Is that the disclaimer? It doesn't taste anything like rice. It just looks like rice.
Identity. It keeps its identity.
Yeah.
But working with the basmati, it was really good.
Yeah.
And I liked it a lot. I had some leftovers. So I started to think, what can I do with it? And I realized I've got a lot of leftovers. I got some shrimp. I got some carrots, some celery. And I've got some spring roll wrappers.
Ah.
So I whipped up, using the basmati rice and the cauliflower rice, some beautiful Vietnamese spring rolls.
Sure, that's perfect.
Some shrimp thrown in there, a little tangerine. Oh, man, it was really nice.
Right.
Still had half a cauliflower left.
Yeah, right.
So I said, what can I do with this? And right next to it was a butternut squash.
Oh, we know that, Joe.
Okay.
Yep.
So you cut up that into cubes. I roasted that.
Yes.
And then also I had a good think about this, and I put the cauliflower in a little bit later.
Right.
Because
right.
it's delicate. And
yeah,
it can,
and you're
going to
get it too cooked before that butternut squash is cooked.
Right. And brought the whole thing out and put it through the Cuisinart again.
Okay.
And this time I really pureed it as much as I could.
Okay.
Added some butter. But I also had some leftover blue cheese vegetable dip.
Okay.
And I tossed a spoonful of that in there.
Okay.
And a little bit of seasoning. And Jerry, it was absolutely fabulous.
Nice.
And what was nice is that the cauliflower flavor persisted.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is. It's a nice flavor. It's,
right.
it's very pleasant.
I enjoy
nice
it immensely.
Green flavor, very fresh tasting.
Right.
And, you know, I think this is something I have to start working with. And going online, looking up recipes, there's a ton of things you can do with
and,
it.
Yeah, and it's a very economical vegetable to buy.
That's right, and I haven't even talked about cheese going with it. You know?
Right,
people melt a lot of cheese on it.
All over it.
So we're going to put some of these cauliflower ideas on our website at WYPR.org and encourage you to go and try them. They're a lot of fun.
Yep.
Work it into your diet. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.